This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Empty backfield, design run, and it's Lenore Sellers on his way to the end zone. Touchdown, South Carolina.
It's time for the Tuesday tailgate where we wildly speculate whether or not Alec was thrown off because of his excitement for my forthcoming joke.
I was scared, if anything.
That is fair. You did not hate the one I put on the cutting room floor, though, did you?
No, I did. I just didn't say anything okay. Because I was going to be vulgar.
The Tuesday tailgate where Texas A&M is always there to pick us up so they can let us back down again. Not only did Texas A&M get smashed by South Carolina and prove that Gino Toretta was right, but Le'Veon Moss, the starting running back for Texas A&M, is out for the season with a leg injury. Carter, I know there's a lot of other things to discuss, but it feels like your fortunes don't get too much wildly different than A&M over the last 2 weeks. Hey, we found our quarterback. We beat LSU, or the last undefeated team in conference left in the SEC. Then we lost. Our running back's out. Crap.
Yeah, and Sean McDonough on that broadcast, I believe he said something about Le'Veon Moss, said he would only leave a game if it was on a stretcher. And then I think two or three plays later, that's when he got hurt and ended up leaving the game on a stretcher. Now, what I did like from A&M is they got down big early and they were able to respond, and they led going into the final minute of the second quarter. And then they had a bad penalty that allowed South Carolina to tie the game. And then from then on,
close out halves well.
It was all South Carolina. And the tackling in that game for A&M was atrocious. Yeah. I cannot imagine being an A&M player with Mike Elko having to watch the tape from that. But there are still things that A&M, I think, did well. But yeah, that is a tough face plant. And Mike talked about this, I believe, yesterday. South Carolina is an underratedly hard place to play in the SEC.
Yes.
They're not a sexy big-name program that's going to be on a lot of these games. But when you hear Sandstorm by Darude playing on there, that's one of their like iconic songs. Yes, that one. Exactly.
And you're doing the towels with it and everything.
Vanderlei Silver.
Awesome. And you hear chickens crowing as you're on third down, and it's a weird, wild atmosphere. So it's a classic trap game, and A&M fell victim to it.
There are chickens there.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
What are they, Mike?
You gonna say roosters?
Yeah, roosters is the word I should say.
Yes, thank you for not.
I mean, they are.
I know, they're the Gamecocks, yeah. I got it.
I was trying to get Mike to say it.
Oregon.
Speaking of birds.
Undisputed, top of the AP poll, but my question for you tonight, Carter, is are you more interested in the election results for the country or the first release of the college football playoff rankings?
I was actually more interested in the two MAC games that are on tonight because we do have football on tonight.
I know. It's I told Corey that yesterday. Yes. That's true.
Just as far as the CFP polls, those are going to come out immediately at 6, right? Okay. Or they're going to roll out, you know, over those 30 minutes. So I absolutely will be tuned into that. Oregon will 100% be number one. I'm interested who will be number two. It should be one of Ohio State or Georgia. Both of them have a great road win over a top five team, but both of them have kind of struggled a little bit over the last couple weeks. If it was me, I would have Ohio State at number two because their quarterback isn't turning the ball over three times a game like Georgia's is.
Okay, so what are we to make of Carson Beck, who, look, I know it was way too early then, and it's still too early now, but some people were saying, hey, he could be the top pick in the draft or certainly a first-round pick. He has struggled mightily with turnovers this season.
Immensely. He lost his safety blanket in Brock Bowers, who graduated to the NFL last year.
He's having a great rookie year.
Yes, exactly. So his best player and his receivers even last year, they were solid, but not great. And you're seeing a little bit of just a lesser overall Georgia team. And I was with everyone kind of before the season, like Carson Beck was just kind of the guy because at the beginning of the season, there needed to be a guy.
Sure.
And we didn't want to make that Shador Sanders for whatever reason, probably because people were annoyed with Colorado, which that's something I would love to talk about in a second. But
Shador Sanders saying he's never going to go to class the second the season's over because he's getting drafted.
Yeah, exactly. And he allegedly is trying to position himself to get drafted by the Raiders. I saw a rumor of that as well.
Well, because after each Raiders loss, right? Hasn't he been on Instagram saying things about that. So
if he has, I haven't seen. But if anyone's going to push themselves, pull an Eli Manning and have their family push themselves towards a certain place, it's going to be the Sanders family, right?
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Now, you talked about Ohio State. I want to throw Penn State in the mix because that was the big game of the weekend that you could have heard right here on 105.3 The Fan. Actually, if you can go and fire off, I think this is the right one. Cut number 10 for us, please.
Heebie-jeebies after that first drive. Howard squares. Howard fires. Cut. Touchdown, Ohio State. Emeka Abuka.
Now, for Penn State, James Franklin, their head coach, was definitely getting yelled at as he walked off the field. He is 3-19 overall and 1-7 in games against top 10 teams at Penn State.
Yeah, and 1-9, 1-10 against Ohio State in particular.
That is a devastating mark on your resume, is it not?
It is, and I kind of view this like Kentucky fans view John Calipari for the last couple years, right?
Yes.
He's a good coach. He's actually a really good college coach, and you don't get rid of those. But there just comes a time where I think the partnership is going to come to an end, but you can't get rid of them. You're between a rock and a hard place if you're Penn State, because you're 10-2, 9-3 every season, but you're losing to the teams that you expect to beat. But now with James Franklin there, I don't know why you would ever expect to beat them, because he's beaten Ohio State once and he's beaten Michigan maybe twice.
We've talked about Lincoln Riley a couple times in the past few weeks. Coring Carter, I really want to know, do you like this from Lincoln Riley? They're 4-5, USC. And he said,
like,
quote,
that,
"It's not like we're getting our asses kicked, you know? So it's not like we have to go back to the drawing board. Gosh, we're doing this thing terrible and people are wearing us out." Do you like that attitude when your team is 4-5? They have been in a lot of close games, I'll admit that.
No, I don't like that attitude, because they're 0-4 on the road in the Big Ten, and they make the same mistakes every game that loses them the game. They've had a lead in all four of those road games, and they found a way to pee it away at the end and lose. And they've had a chance to win those games after going down, too. In the Minnesota game, in this last week against Washington, I can think they get the ball with less than 2 minutes left, and they move the ball up until they get around the red zone, and then it's the same mistakes time and time again.
Yeah, it's interesting, because first year, great record. Second year, great expectations. Record did not live up at all.
Bad book.
I don't know. Then this year, what it is, kind of, for me, Kevin, I do like seeing that he looks like he's scrambling.
I'm sure.
He looks like he lost that touch that he had when he was with OU. Because a lot of people, I wonder if they're looking at him and they're like, yeah, you're kind of squirrely, dude. So that's a feeling there. It's fascinating that he's not able to recruit and create the team that he had here or at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And that was something he said going to USC, is this is a better place to recruit than Oklahoma was.
Yeah.
And California, for a long time, the talent in that state has been going to Alabama, Ohio State, even Oregon and Washington. Their other West Coast programs were getting those great California players. And that was Lincoln's promise when he moved to USC.
Lincoln
and we
Riley.
Haven't seen it.
Now, Navy has taken a hit the last couple of weeks. Obviously, they got blown out by Notre Dame, and then they just lost to Rice. I did like this tweet, however. This is directly from Navy Athletics. "Just so we are clear, we do not care who you bet on or who is involved in your parlays. That's an instant block." And then in all caps, "We do not care." People are fine with it after you win, but like, why in the world would you think a team, a player, whatever, would care that you lost your bet after they lost a game?
Dude, more and more players are hearing it during games.
I know. Like, I don't
just
understand
over
that
and
at
over.
All.
It's, it's wild.
Sicko behavior.
Like, yeah, people think this goes to that entitlement of, you know, I pay for this, you owe me. But yeah, man, more and more people are feeling that way about it.
Now, we can talk some more about Colorado if you like. I would also like to talk about Miami and Army. So Miami found themselves in a hole, Cam Ward doing Cam Ward things. Where do you have him positioned in the Heisman race? And how seriously do we take Miami? I know they're undefeated. They also haven't had like the most murderers row schedule. And clearly they're going to have to face off with mighty SMU, one would think. But what do you make of Cam Ward in Miami?
I love Cam Ward. He's the reason that team is where they are now. I was thinking, actually, as I was driving into work today about that game Miami played against Cal a couple weeks ago where they're down, 35-19?
They were getting
nine, something like that. They're about 26, and Cam Ward just calmly, slowly, but surely brings them back into that game, and they end up winning it. Like, yeah. He's going to be... I have him second right now. I still like Ashton Jeanty because he's just the numbers he's putting up. In eight games, he's already surpassed his rushing total from last year. In eight games. And his touchdown total. Ashton Jeanty, that is.
Man.
He's just, I don't care who it's against. He's doing things we haven't seen from a running back in college football in a long, long time. So I still have him one.
8 yards a carry,
yes.
By the way. 8 yards a carry.
It's gone down. That's the only knock against him is he had 10 a carry and it's gone down to 8, which, you know, against 8-man boxes that he's facing. But Ward, I still have his number 2. Gabriel, I have his number 3 at Oregon. And then Travis Hunter, talking about Colorado, they were off this last weekend, but they were the biggest winner in the Big 12 because you saw Iowa State lose their first conference game, their first game of the season. Texas Tech Raiders, Red Raiders. And Kansas State.
They would have beat Baylor and TCU. He'd have something cooking.
Well,
Lubbock.
Look, if Tech runs...
Besides the cow patties that smell a whole bunch when the wind changes.
If Tech runs the table...
Your thoughts?
I'm just saying, like, Tech does not have the worst chance to make the Big 12 championship game. They have to run the table and have some other games fall their way, but Colorado's already had those games fall their way. So Iowa State loses a conference game. Kansas State loses their second conference game. Colorado has one conference loss. That's the K-State, but now Colorado's ahead of them. So if Colorado wins out... They're going to play for the Big 12 title.
That'd
most likely against
BYU.
Shut a lot
of people up, I feel
like. And if Colorado wins that game, they're going to have a bye in the college football playoff.
Woo!
And it's amazing. We're not talking about Colorado anymore. People aren't hate watching them anymore because they're just good. They're 6-2.
Yeah.
Like, they're playing good fundamental football. And if they play that Nebraska game that they lost early in the season again, I think they would smoke Nebraska.
Don't forget, though, that we love TCU. Just
that is true.
Keep an eye out on
Absolutely.
How much we love them.
That was a tough one against Baylor this last weekend.
Mm.
What do people think about Cameron Blankenship? That is the offensive line coach for Louisiana Monroe, who flipped the F out and ran onto the field. Spiked his headset down, got a player off the field, then ran onto the sideline and pushed him and was yelling at him. Louisiana Monroe said, there will be discipline. Did you see this, Carter, and what did you think?
Yeah, so I put it in the worst of the weekend in my article I do for 105.3thefan.com. It's just something you shouldn't do to anybody, let alone if you're in a position of power, to not only scream at the kid as he's running off the field, but spike your headset right in front of him, run after him.
Yeah.
That's not going to fix the play that just happened, right? There's a better way. And look, anger's going to happen on the sideline, but that is the wrong way to direct it at a 19, 20-year-old.
Yeah, the only way to fix a play that just happened is to throw beers on the field from the stands.
That's
like,
true.
We've learned that.
That's true.
It gets immediate gratification.
That fixed Clemson's their loss to Louisville this last week.
That is true.
This is the third or fourth week in a row that we've seen fans do that.
And you know, speaking of beers, I went to a bar with my wife. A couple of chemists walked in.
Oh, God.
And the first one said, I'll have an H2O. And then the next one said, I'll have an H2O too. And then he died. Because that's like bleach. Can't be drinking bleach.
You shouldn't drink that.
Oh, bleach is H2O too?
The Packers are trading Preston Smith to the Steelers, by the way.
Packers are quitting because they lost to the Lions?
It is kind of weird, like, them trading him away. But, yeah, they are trading Preston Smith, who they just restructured his deal. So,
like,
this offseason.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if they just did week. And that was like, that was to facilitate
Kevin,
that trade.
I appreciate
we got Trey Wingo.
Ish.
Okay. Thank you.
Why are you going to bars that serve bleach?
Dude, that's all because he's trying to get off of Coke.
But are you impressed that bartender would
Alaska.
Know straight away? Hey, that's hydrogen peroxide. Let's make
sink.
It happen.
I didn't know that.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Learn something every day.
You see, because he meant H2O also, but the guy just threw
words
two
are
on.
Important.
Yeah,
words are very important.
Whales are mammals.
Scientists can be bartenders too.
Good point.